Cambodian and United Nations negotiators have reached a draft agreement on holding a joint tribunal for senior leaders of the Khmer Rouge government. The agreement on trying the leaders of the brutal Khmer Rouge comes after years of rocky negotiations. A year ago, the United Nations abandoned the talks, saying Cambodian laws could not guarantee international standards of justice. Talks resumed last week at the urging of the United Nations General Assembly. The two sides said Monday they agreed on all the technical issues in what are called the Articles of Cooperation. The articles allow the United Nations to participate in a trial with Cambodian and UN prosecutors and judges. Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen now must submit the text to the National Assembly for approval, while UN Secretary General Kofi Annan will submit a copy to the United Nations. Observers say the agreement is unlikely to face serious opposition in either the United Nations or in Cambodia. Secretary General Annan is to report on the progress of the negotiations on Tuesday. Hans Corell led the UN negotiation team. After final meetings with government negotiators, Mr. Corell toured Chakdamuk Theater, the proposed site for the tribunal, and met with Prime Minister Hun Sen. A senior government official said that during their meeting, the Cambodian premier approved of Mr. Corell's proposal to cut down the number of court levels from 3 to 2. Under the proposal, the tribunal will have an appeals court, but not a supreme court. The 1975 to 1979 Khmer Rouge government was responsible for the deaths of up to 2 million people by execution, starvation, and disease in their failed bid to turn the country into an ultra-Maoist agrarian utopia. None of the group's leaders has ever been brought to justice, and many live openly in Cambodia now. Eric Unmack for VOA News, Phnom Penh.